It's Mondo Rock, and come and see the boy on the home run with Lee Dixon. We're live on iHeartRadio, the only audio streaming app you need, and it's time for our catch-up with La Trobe Mayor Peter Freshney. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lee, and good afternoon to your listeners.
A little bit to get through today, including the Camp Banksia redevelopment. What's going on there?
We've spoken a number of times publicly about this development. It's been a long time in the making. And the contractors on site undertaking work on council's behalf, but more so on our community's behalf. We're really looking to see Camp Banksia further developed and provide opportunities for our community, but also those traditional campers who have used that site. I speak of schools, sporting groups and the like. It has been historically a very successful camp. We are keen to see it return to that use, but with improved facilities. AJR Constructions are on site. That's our company out there working for us. And there will be some impact on the facilities out there in terms of access, particularly around the Performing Arts Centre. There'll be limited access impacted by the requirements around the construction site. But all of us will be working to ensure that the access to the stadium and the meeting rooms remains available wherever possible. So just asking people to understand that we are working to a greater outcome, better facilities for our community and for those who visit, and really looking forward to completing those upgrades and opening up new and improved facilities at Camp Banksia.
Oh, very good. Now, tomorrow, couple of showers forecast. Might be an interesting day for the La Trobe High School cross country.
Yeah. I used to run the cross country at La Trobe myself, so we've experienced some wet and muddy days over the years, no doubt. But So Thursday the 2nd of June, the La Trobe High School will be holding their cross country day in and around the Bells Parade Pig Island precinct. Most people in our community know where that is. Runs from 11 a.m. through to 2 p.m. and my major concern is that there won't be any disruption to the traffic as such. But we do ask people to be mindful that the students are competing in that area and to be on the lookout and consider it, I guess, as much as anything.
All right, so watch out for that between 11 and 2 tomorrow in the La Trobe area. Now, the Sassafras Platinum Jubilee celebration, that's only a matter of days away. And this is a lot of work's going into this, isn't it?
There is. It's the celebration of Queen Elizabeth's reign, 70 years. And full credit to the team out there at Sassafras for celebrating that milestone. There are, I believe, only 9 seats available. One of the key speakers is former Deputy Mayor Rick Rockliffe, OAM. That's something to look forward to in itself. And the organisers are also trying to, as best they can, get some royal memorabilia organised, working through that, so they can have a display that is befitting of not only the celebrations, but also the Queen's 70 years on the throne. So it should be great. It's being held out at Chapel Road at Sassafras on Sunday the 5th of June from 2 p.m. Costs $10 per person, and bookings are essential. As I say, only 9 seats left, and the number, if you are interested, is 0409 907 281.
Okay, and a shout out to the gang at Geneva Christian College. They've been working hard on their 2022 production of Shrek the Musical Junior.
Yeah, the junior part took me when I read this one, Lee. It's great to see the team out at Geneva really putting on another production. They've done that over the years and done very successfully, and there's some outstanding talent each year at the school. And full credit to the teachers as well and all those involved in putting on this production. It's being held at the La Trobe Memorial Hall in Gilbert Street, June the 30th, commencing at 11 a.m. Schools are being offered a discounted price of $4 per student, with one accompanying teacher free, so that's a great opportunity for other schools. If anyone would like more information or to register your interest, please email or call the front office at the school. The email address is frontoffice@geneva.edu.au, or simply in the school on 64261053. But that should be a great production, as I say. Looking forward to that one. And congratulations to the school and all those participating.
Right, very good. Let's turn our attention now to Port Sorell, where the table tennis state competition will be held from the 11th to 12th.
Yeah, this is a real achievement. A very young club in terms of its longevity. It hasn't been established, I think, just over 12 months or so. Full credit to all those involved out there. They've got a really strong leadership team. They are, as you say, going to be hosting table tennis state competitions coming up at the La Trobe Basketball Stadium. So it's being hosted by the Port Royal Club at the La Trobe Basketball Stadium from the 11th to the 12th of June. That's because the Banksia Stadium out there has some issues around natural light, and which can occasionally blind players or cause some concern. So the club has hired, I guess, the La Trobe Stadium, and looking forward to that. They say that there'll be eight top Tasmanian table tennis clubs involved, with eight teams made up of their top eight players. So 64-odd players, top-class table tennis, and really looking forward to that event. I'll get along myself and have a look at that. Certainly admire the skill and talent that's going to be on display. But if anyone wants to understand a little bit more about that event and table tennis more generally, please feel free to call Graham on 0467 605 039 or email portsrealtabletennis@gmail.com. But wonderful that I've been able to be successful in hosting this event.
Yeah.
Full credit to Graham and the team. And I'd say really looking forward to that event coming up very shortly.
All right, before we wrap up, when's the next ordinary council meeting?
Yes, ordinary. I wonder about that. There's never an ordinary meeting as such. In some ways, occasionally extraordinary. But yes, they are termed ordinary meetings. Now, our next meeting at La Trobe is on Tuesday, the 14th of June. Now, that's unusual because we normally have them on the second Monday of each month. Because there's a public holiday the previous day, the Queen's birthday, statutory public holiday, we'll be holding our meeting on the 14th. So that's at 5 p.m. Just a reminder to people out there not to forget the date. Those who want to attend know the process, and a lot on the agenda, no doubt. Looking forward to that meeting.
Very good. And, of course, you can check out Council's website for further details. La Trobe Mayor Peter Freshney, thank you for joining me on the Home Run today, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Really appreciate it, Lee. Thanks very much.